be.
We're here with Matteo Delsin at the end of stage four at the 2017 Tour de Beauce. Matteo, another strong stage for you. You finished third. You were in the break. You looked like you were the driving force of that break. Talk to us a little bit about how the break even came about.
Yeah, we went pretty early. We were maybe eight. We were having a bit of trouble cooperating. And I mean, at this point, we're down to three guys, and none of us are on GC, so we're definitely looking for the breakaways since none of the three of us are sprinters. So, yeah, I was definitely motivated to ride that break hard after Sepp and Rob were up there yesterday, and it was my turn. So, yeah, I was...
You looked like you were doing most of the work, though, coming up the main stretch here uphill. Is that just our perception?
I mean, I didn't mind pulling on the uphill because I was feeling good, and when you're going uphill, it's like it's not that much draft, so it was good to keep the pace high, and I felt like I had good legs, so I didn't think it was a detriment.
Okay, so now coming into the last 3-4 laps, I think the pack was starting to gain a little bit of time. Were you guys getting nervous? What was happening? Because I saw there were some even attacks going on. At one point, you even went solo. What was going on during those last 3, 4, 5 laps?
Yeah, I attacked the group when we were 5, but once we were 3 and the pack was bearing down on us, we were pretty cohesive and rolled together. I think it helps that everyone's going to have a podium spot at the end of the day. So, I mean, that in the back of your head makes it a little bit easier to cooperate and ride together. But, yeah, we didn't really have a whole bunch of leash to play around with, so we had to ride.
And what were you thinking going into the last lap?
Going into the last lap, I mean, I didn't go on the... on the climb with one to go, so I was gonna just see what I could do on the way up the finishing sprint, and I mean, I'm not a sprinter, so I tried my best, and it wasn't enough on the day.
So the last 100 meters, who let it out?
I ended up leading it out. I tried to wait as late as possible before I went and see if I could have enough kick to get to the finish, but I went with 150 meters to go, and those two came by me with maybe 50, so c'est la vie.
It was still a strong ride and a close finish. Congratulations, Matteo, and
thanks so much.
Success tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.